Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Thursday. Good morning. This is the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills and Tar very much to Dev. God, I hate Tar. Blech. It's one of my least favourites. Morning, Chris Smith off the news.
Morning.
Hello, Simon Mundy off the sport.
Hey, up.
All right. If you're just waking up, good morning. I've got Pendulum to play first and a bit of Delilah and Go. Oh, we had a lovely evening last night.
Oh, what have you been up to?
We experienced Christmas in a studio next to the Big Brother house, which became an alpine wonderland. Like a big log cabin, like the best house you've ever seen, which belonged to Michael Bublé.
You're not in this year's M&S Christmas advert, are you?
I wish.
I would love that. You and Twiggy. In a bra.
Me in a bra?
Yeah.
Okay, good. No, it was the Michael Bublé Christmas special, which was being filmed for ITV1 last night. So we had to pretend it was Christmas, even though it's clearly mid-October. Was there fake snow? Yes. Oh. Inside? Swirling around?
Chestnuts?
It actually, because of the amount of wood in there, it just smelled like a big branch of B&Q.
Oh, nice.
Which was nice.
That's festive.
Yeah.
Was Santa there?
No. There was a roaring log fire and Dawn French turned up.
It's close.
Yeah, it was a good night. We had a lovely time, didn't we, Becky? Really good. So I'm thinking, because I'm feeling quite festive today, surely Christmas has got to start today.
Yes.
Of course.
You up for that?
I'm up for it.
100%.
A lot of people were waking up with a proper frost this morning as well, for the first time.
It feels Christmassy today.
It does. It's the first day where it's like you can see your breath when you come outside.
You're wearing a scarf, Chris.
I am.
That's Christmassy.
Thanks for pointing that out, Simon. I'm wearing a scarf.
Over a T-shirt, stranger.
Yeah.
God, you too. All right. Well, we'll put it out there. We'll see. But how good would a Michael Bublé Christmas song be this morning? I think it would.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
I think we should out Niall as a Michael Bublé fan. Because
yes.
Niall from One Direction was at the Michael Bublé gig last night. It was a Christmas special for ITV1, which is going to be shown at Christmas, obviously.
I wasn't actually sure if it was him, because I was sat behind him, and then I was like, oh, I'm just going to find out. And then I did that really annoying thing. I'm like, Niall! Niall! Hello? And eventually turned around, obviously didn't have a clue who I was. Pointed at you, Scott, and then all of a sudden he knew what was going on.
He did that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What?
He was like,
there's no shame in being
a fan, Scotty Mills.
There's no shame in being here. We're all here together.
I like the fact he's the only one that you like. You hate being called Scotty, but if one of One Direction does it, you don't mind.
I think that's fine.
Is it though? How come they're allowed to get away with it and no one else is?
I don't know. All right, Scotty.
Scotty's better than Dad, though, I guess, isn't
he? Yeah, all right, let's not mention that again.
That was still, that you know, that was the only one of all the One Direction worldwide trends that we started yesterday. Sorry, Dad was the only one still going at 6 o'clock last night.
Yeah, well, I've had enough of it already. It's got old. It's got old. Last night, everyone was like, all right, Dad, this needs to stop immediately. Today, on the show, 8 o'clock, Deborah Meaden is going to be here off Dragon's Den. Yeah, you see, that was 2 days ago. You've forgotten about that.
I had forgotten about that,
and about how actually horrendous it was. So it's Up for Hire week on the BBC, all over BBC, Radio 1, BBC 3 this week. And it's all about looking for work, which is the most stressful thing at the moment for lots of people. So there's loads of stuff on the website. If you go to the Radio 1 homepage, including the Get Yourself Hired test to see kind of where you're at in the world of work at the moment, do it. It'll take 20 minutes, but it's really useful. Loads of tips on impressing employers, doing your CV right. It's all online on the Radio 1 website. We had, each of us separately, an interview with Deborah Meaden the other day at Oxford University. We travelled to Oxford. We all got interviewed for the same job, which is like a job in e-commerce for a headphone company. Now, in reality, obviously, we're not going to get this job, but it was like a proper interview. And maybe one of us was good enough to get that job and nail the interview. Mm. I know for sure it wasn't me.
How do you know that, though?
Because I was rubbish. I've never really done a job interview before to that level, and it's hard.
I think it might be Chris, because he's got quite a few ideas. And I think as an entrepreneur, she might be like, Okay, yeah, I'll take him on because he's got good ideas for other companies.
I think he might be right.
Other startups.
He might be the surprising wild card.
Did you talk to her about your other ideas, Chris?
I talked to her about a couple of them, yeah. But I think it's definitely you. I think you got it in the bag. She loves you.
I was just really
nervous. She does love you.
But I was so nervous. I think that's holding me back.
But she had a twinkle in her eye for you that she didn't have for either of us. Yeah. It's kind of like, hey, see you soon, Becky. Oh, tweet you later, Becky.
She never said that.
It was just a bit like that. Mm. But then maybe it's you. I know it's not me, for sure. Anyway, we'll find out 8 o'clock when Deborah Meaden comes in. 8:30 this morning. Yes to the fake tan and teeth. Robbie Atchell Savage is here.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Something massively inappropriate has just happened in here.
Oh, no.
Simon, off the sport, do you want to say what you just saw?
I just saw the one that didn't speak, actually, come over brandishing a newspaper.
That's right, the Daily Star, page 3.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of Robbie Savage looking all toned and buff and that. He's coming in to see us at 8:30 this morning.
Yeah.
And then?
From a distance, I mean, Robbie's a, you know, he's a, what I would describe as a pretty man. He's got, you know, like nice sort of long shoulder length flowing blonde locks.
It's gorgeous, isn't he?
And as does someone else in this studio, Becky, who's really nicely done up this morning, by the way.
Okay, and looks a bit Robbie Savage, is what you're saying.
Simon basically just told me that I looked a lot like Robbie Savage. Then the one that doesn't speak comes over with a picture of Robbie Savage, who happens to be stood next to a page 3 girl. And he says to me, can you do this? At which point I get very confused and think I've got a case. Actually, he's just talking about, could you pull this face like Robbie's doing here so I can actually confirm whether or not you look like him?
Yeah. So actually, when you put this picture up against your face, it is quite similar.
Exactly.
It is.
I wasn't being unreasonable.
No. And that's not a bad thing.
No.
I think everyone comes off well there.
Chris Smith is just like, please, Simon, be quiet. You're still going. You're still going.
Yeah, just stop talking.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky came round my house yesterday, which was a nice surprise.
Yes, I did. Well, I needed somewhere to go between finishing work and us going out last night, so I invited myself round.
Yeah, and you watched a bit of Alan Titchmarsh.
Yeah, and...
And that weird show that Harry Hill was on about yesterday with Gino De Campo, where he cooks people's relatives' recipes, but then they had a little twist.
Yeah,
so it's like, this is my old aunt Sally, and she loved apple pie, but I've added some raisins to give it a modern twist. And then they put a picture of the normally deceased relative next to the apple pie. It's all sorts of weird, that show.
Yesterday they were making Anglesey eggs, which, and she'd taken it, that obviously they'd have used just a normal cheese back in the day, but she'd adapted it, and she was using a mature cheddar because she liked a strong cheese sauce.
Yeah, and they make like a whole half-hour show out of this on the TV. Get involved with that show if you've not seen it. It's just the weirdest thing on TV right now.
I saw this show yesterday, and you know, with the Welsh Rarebit one?
Yeah.
Why were they pouring Coke into it? Did you see that?
No idea.
That was to give it a modern twist, because it's what the auntie would have wanted, or something.
Anyway, more importantly, which is what I need to ask you, why is there a picture of me in your toilet? Because it properly freaked me out yesterday.
Oh, in the downstairs bit?
Yeah, in the downstairs loo. Two things in your downstairs toilet, apart from the usual, obviously, toilet roll and soap and that. One, picture of me. Two, a tips jar.
I don't know.
You know, like in clubs and that, where you give a lolly, there's a plate of coins. And you've only got about 12p.
It's like, sometimes I like to pretend that I'm in a club.
Right.
And I will actually just stand in there with lollies, some aftershave.
So why is there a picture...
And a tip jar.
But why is there a picture of me in there?
I don't even know why the tip jar is there. That is odd, isn't it? The picture of you is... I just like to have pictures up of my friends. And even though you don't count me as a friend, well, a weekday friend...
It's a picture of me and you together, and then there's... It's an arrow pointing to me, and it says hot.
Well, it's pointing to both of us and says hot.
Okay.
And, it's just a nice picture of me and you. I just like to look at pictures of my friends sometimes. That's quite normal.
People have
pictures of their friends and family up everywhere.
But there's no one else in there, and it's your bathroom. It could just be in the lounge.
Yeah, I find it a bit concerning.
You're not a lounge
friend. Did
you know
about this, Chris?
The thing is, I've used this toilet a fair bit.
So why have you not told me about it before?
Well, I just thought it was all a bit awkward. And to be honest, I have to go in and just close my eyes because I find it weird staring at your face when I'm...
It's hard, isn't it?
How long has it been in there?
About 6 months. Maybe I should have taken it down if you feel offended by it. Thing is, you're not... No offence, but, like, I wouldn't put you in the lounge. You know, like, some people you'd put in toilet, some people you put in lounge, and you're not... I just wouldn't put you in the lounge.
I'm not a lounge friend.
No, I'd put, like, my mum in the lounge, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, my dad, my brother. Not a lounge. You're a spare room.
Right.
And a toilet.
Spare room is where you put the pictures of the people that you get when you buy the frames. When you can't be bothered to change it. I'll put a picture in it yet. That's spare room. I'm on that level.
Sorry if it freaked you out yesterday. I saw on your Twitter as well, you were tweeting about it.
Yeah.
Did you put a picture of it on Twitter?
No, I was too. I took a picture of it and then was too embarrassed to actually tweet it.
But did you leave him a tip?
No, I did not.
I do not know why that tip jar is there.
It was really confusing. That whole bathroom experience was like 60 seconds of oddness.
I do. It's been there for a while and I don't know where it came from. I don't know. But it's something to aim for, isn't it? To get promoted to the lounge. If we spend a bit more time together, you never know.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, good. Wow. So those people think I'm really strange now for having a tip jar in my loo. I don't even really know why it's there. It does... Now you mention it, it feels a bit odd. I agree.
Yeah, but I think it's a great idea. I think more people should do this. I think more people should put tip jars in their toilet.
Just to see what you get.
A week and see if anyone... Because I think when you see it, you feel obliged to put a couple of pennies in it.
Yeah, because you're visiting the house, so you're like, oh, actually, there's a tip jar, which means I probably should give, like, 5, 10, 20p. I reckon over a week or two, you would accrue some money there. Mm. And what I might do to make people feel even more obliged to spend and part with their cash is to put a little shelf up later today with a selection of aftershaves and those lollipops. Do you think?
They're a great idea.
I reckon I'll get more then. It's 7:21. All over BBC Three and BBC Radio One this week is Up for Hire. It's a chance to really just get some help with getting that job. Maybe you're going for your first job at the moment. It's your first job interview. You're feeling nervous about it. What you should do is take the test online. It's called Get Yourself Hired. If you go to the Radio 1 homepage, you'll see it on there. It's brightly coloured. It says Up for Hire. And it's just a 20-minute test, which will test you on your skills when it comes to getting a job. It's a part of a real kind of science study. It's not one of those silly ones off of magazines, which is like, who are you most like? Your best friend, your boyfriend, or your... It's not one of those. It's a proper kind of study. It'll take 20 minutes, and it's kind of practical job-seeking advice and, you know, how well you would do in an interview situation. Go and have a look at that, the Get Yourself Hired test online, and loads of tips if you are about to go into the world of work, or maybe you've just been laid off and you're searching for a new job at the moment. It's really useful stuff. bbc.co.uk/radio1. At 8 o'clock this morning, Deborah Meaden off Dragon's Den is going to come in. A couple of days ago, we went to Oxford and we all got interviewed for a potential job with one of Deborah's companies. But which one of us got it?
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
Oh, casualties on. So it's time for the cosmetic surgery game. Inspired by Chloe off of Only Ways Essex, who we were talking about yesterday, who wants some bum implants.
You don't phone an ambulance if you need to get cosmetic surgery.
Yeah, maybe this is the wrong music.
Yeah,
hang on.
This is a bit like, oh, I'm being rushed to hospital because I'm just...
It suggests emergency, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think
you should think about these procedures for a long time before you...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do it responsibly.
Have you got anything more appropriate?
This is all right. Oh, yeah, that's better. There we are.
When I'm thinking about bigger boobs, I like to listen to this sort of music.
Mm.
Same.
So, the cosmetic surgery game works like this. And also, you can play this at home, play it in the office, play it when you get to college or uni later. Yesterday, after the show, each of us secretly recorded what we think the others would want to have done if they could have any piece of cosmetic surgery. But will our predictions match up to what that person would want to have done? Now, can I just say, because I think we're all worried about this, there are no grudges allowed that should be kept after this game, all right? It stays in the room. What happens on the cosmetic surgery game will not be talked about afterwards, and there won't be any kind of ignoring each other or any awkward moments, all right? Can we get that straight?
Apart from next time we go to the pub with Chris, and then after a pint he's like, why did you say that my hair was too long in the cosmetic surgery game?
Don't make out I'm like that. No.
Well, why did you say that my right toenail wasn't right?
It's not a bad thing being sensitive, Christopher.
I'm not
you
sensitive.
Are. You are.
It's like when we were in Edinburgh, he's like, I don't think you love me,
brilliant.
Becky, like I love you.
This is why I don't like drinking with you, because
lad.
Because it all gets brought back up again.
Well,
I thought we were bonding. Maybe not.
I think you wanted to bond more.
Oh, come on.
I got that impression for a while, but I think it was just the drink talking.
Don't be ridiculous.
It doesn't lose you any lab points just because you can be a little bit sensitive sometimes. Anyway, so we each recorded what we think the others would want to have done if they could have any piece of plastic surgery. Then we'll see if our predictions match up. Okay, don't be scared. Let's just go in on this. So let's put a name out of the hat here. Let's go for Chris first. Okay, so let's do it. Chris, if you could have one piece of cosmetic surgery, what would you have?
I would probably make myself a bit taller. You can get that done,
right? I can't do that.
I think you can.
Yeah, I think you can.
How? I know you can have, like, your face done and you know, nose and bum and boobs, but, like, you can't be stretched, can you?
Do you know what? I think you can.
What do they do? Just put you on a rack off of the olden days?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I just would like to be...
You wish you were a little bit taller.
Yeah, brilliant.
Do you want a rabbit in a hat as well?
All right, so a bit taller. So that was be what you would change. Okay. Let's find out what we said. Let's see if we predicted the same things and said that you would like to be a bit taller. This is what Becky said about what she thinks you'd have done. Oh, God. Good luck, everyone.
For Chris, I'm going to have to say his head, and I think it should be made a bit smaller because at the moment, I don't know what it is, it's just too big for his body. Yeah.
So this is awkward.
No. If you can't have the tall surgery, that's what you'd have, isn't it?
So I've got a disproportionate... You're saying I've got a disproportionate head to the size of my body, right?
Oi, I said no grudges to be kept here, and I'm feeling you're...
I'm just saying I'm just saying... It's obvious, isn't it? You must have thought that at one point.
They didn't match up, those two predictions. Chris said taller, Becky said smaller head.
I think smaller head would definitely be in his top three if you pushed him to say three things.
Do you think that's what I want, or do you think with a smaller head?
No, I'm saying you look fine as you are, but I know...
It's what we think you would want.
Yeah, your head is... Yeah.
Oh, this is a great game.
Is that in there at all?
You must have thought at some point my head's too big for my body.
Do you know what? I've never thought of that. I do now.
Okay, cool. So, let's do my one. So, here's what I think that you would have done. Here we go. I think Chris would probably choose to have a smaller head. Than he's got at the moment, because it is actually quite big. It's too big for the rest of his body.
Are you saying I look like one of those old school, you used to be able to collect those little models with the tiny bodies and the massive head, little footballers? And is that what you're saying I am?
I would have thought that would have been on your list of things to have done.
This is unbelievable. Both of you.
That's weird, isn't it?
Are you sure you've never thought it before?
I've never thought of it before.
Has no one ever said it to you before?
What, that I've got a disproportionate...
Yeah.
Like ex-girlfriends and that.
No. Oh, this is...
No, it's fine, because as I said, it doesn't leave the room. We're going to play Nicki Minaj. We're all going to be happy. Okay? We're not going to say anything about it. All right? Yes?
Right.
Okay. And then maybe we'll do... Well, we'll do Becky next, maybe.
Yes,
it's definitely the cosmetic surgery game. Podcast. You right there, Becky? Having another breakdown like yesterday?
No, Andrew in Leeds has been on. He says, I'm amazed you didn't know about how to make people taller, but you think that an operation exists that can shrink your head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Chris, get that done, yeah?
That's a good point.
I think my favourite text so far is from someone that says, I'm basically a caricature.
No. I mean, melon on a toothpick springs to mind. No, not at all. I mean, that's just the first thing that we thought you would have.
Cheers, guys.
Don't be paranoid about it. It's all fine.
It's all right.
Doesn't leave the room, remember? The
thing is, I've said stuff about both of you. This is going to be great.
Okay. Do play this at home later, or maybe with your boyfriend or girlfriend, husband or wife. It really works a treat. So, we recorded what we think the others would want to have done if they could have one piece of plastic surgery. And then we see if our predictions match up with what that person would want to have done. Becky's next. You right?
Yes.
Here we go. Okay, Becky, if you could have one piece of cosmetic surgery, anything at all, what would it be? What would you choose to have?
Where do I start? I'd have my eyes further apart. I'd have them pushed out a bit more. I'd have my eyebrows lifted. I'd have more hair. I would have...
Have you ever applied for Extreme Makeover? Because they do all that, don't they? I haven't seen that for a while.
It's all about my eyes. They're like really in, and then my eyebrows are really low. I've got quite a large forehead.
But you're beautiful. You'd look completely different then. It'd be like on the American Extreme Makeover, where all the kids, like, their mum.